Well, we're finishing time. Whatever we don't finish today, no. Either way, I don't think we would have finished today. So we'll try to finish. I think the next year we said is going to be Monday morning. Do we have a time for that, or Monday morning? We'll figure it out. Okay, sometime Monday morning be the next year, and then the one after that on Thursday. The question is, will that be the last one, or will we try? I would like to get at least Asha. Maybe we'll see who's going to be around. Maybe we'll do another day, the week after. We've originally said 4 weeks, but we'll see if we can finish up what we're doing. First of all, it seems our ranks for the Monday night cheer have doubled. I want to welcome Rabbi Pachman also has joined us. And, I guess it's the influence of a Shachin Tov, I guess. That's the... That really proves it. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, just another announcement, and that's about the people who are staying over at night. We've had some air conditioning problems, and people have been learning in Shara Torah, so I think we're going to put it on. Again, see David for the details. I think we just need to know who's going to be around which days. So any night that you're going to be around, it'll be in the basement, though. So just let David know, so I'm not going to... People that are being very accommodating. We thank them in absentia. They're not here at the moment, but okay, they will have a chance to thank them directly. Two quick comments about the last topic. So there's more to say, of course, but just very quick ones. Number one, Yoni brought to my attention already a couple of days ago an interesting question about the relationship between Shinui Hashem and Pigol. One of our big topics has been. Our first four shiurim were on Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, the general theme of Shinui Hashem. And of course, an underlying theme is the relationship between those two institutions, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, or the collective Shinui Hashem on the one hand, and Pigol on the other. So Yoni just pointed out to me an interesting issue in the Rambam, and that is that in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Me'ilah in the Rambam, there the Rambam speaks about what has and what doesn't have in Elah, both Daraisa and Drabanan. Sorry, wrong Rambam. And there the Rambam speaks about the status of Figol, and he omits Shinui Kodesh. Which is not so... The fact that he omits Shinui Kodesh is not to say so surprising, but again, since he normally associates the two, so it's intriguing. Isn't Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph? Kachin Shemesu Yatsin Dei Meilah Kvar Torah Abamorn Behem Dibei Sofer Bechenim Nisu Bedvarim Sheyisu Ben Hakarbanos Shekvar Biarnu Moalin Behem Dibei Sofer. And then he goes on. The Nedvam Amur Bishalohayel Em Shas Heter Lachilas Kohanim. If there's a Shas Heter, so then there's no Meilah at all because of the Shas Heter. Then he goes on to explain what are these cases. Ketzad Kachin Kadashim. He has all sorts of cases. Shashakta Bedarum, Apopisha Kiva Betzapon, and among these cases is the case of Pigol. But what he doesn't have is Shinui Hashem. It just doesn't make it clear what would the status of Shinui Hashem be. Would it be worse than Pigol? Would it be better than Pigol? It's just really not at all clear. And that is... unfortunate, it's food for thought. That, to be contrasted with another Rambam, just quoting Yoni Sahara, in Ksuli HaMukdashim, which is Gimel in Zion, there he talks about the principle of Imolu Lo Yerdu, things that are not to Roy, to go on the Mizbeach, and what happens if you put them there, so there are two categories, one is Olu Yerdu, and the other is Imolu Lo Yerdu. So in the Olu Lo Yerdu category, and it's not explicit, also the Rambam develops it, of a kachim shalanu, o shalan hadam, o abasar, o imurim, zevach shiyata chutza azara, shenikma, o nifsa b'machshevas hazman, o b'machshevas hamakom, here he adds, o b'machshevas shinui. So it's just interesting why here he includes it and there he doesn't include it. Just needs to be worked out more. They have some suspicions about it, but nothing... authoritative at the moment, but at least it's food for thought. That's point number one. Point number two is that both Elliot and Ariel brought to my attention, we were talking about, which things are ma'akev and which are not in Chisar and Lishma, about all sorts of perspectives and halachim that we've been pursuing. So another possible approach, as they both pointed out to you, which is supported by two, not mainstream shitas, but interesting shitas, is the possibility that, you know, kind of to expand on, you know, b'mina machrin, shelo b'mina lo machrin. Namely, the closer you get to a korban, or to a similar korban, the more the possibility that kachim is b'chalo as a kachim. Of course, if you go too far, and it's not enough the shinui. Again, there's a certain dialectic, as we've seen in our approaches as well. If you come too close, then, you know, you don't have enough of the shinui. And then you could just say, it's nothing. On the other hand, if you're too distant, if it's too absurd, like to mix up a chulin and kachim, as we know, kachim b'chalim is a kachim, in chulin b'chalim is a kachim, especially if you say that it is based on the principle of b'mino machrid, shelo b'mino lo machrid. So they pointed out to me two really interesting sheets, two different interesting sheets. As Elliot pointed out to me, the Shitas Chachmei Ivra, that the Knesset Rishonim quotes here on page 71, and that is the both of the Knesset Rishonim, actually, and that is the Shita that talks about parent stira. This is the Shita on Nazir, and a parent stira between, or parent stira in the case of Chatas Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam. That you have Chatas Chelev, and you have your Makrivit L'Shem Chatas Dam. So he points out, Koshali Ashmait in the Per Kamed Zvachim, Amina Chatas Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam, Shera. Again, we know the Rambam Paskins that it's possible, but that simple reading of the Gemara here is that it's Shera. The Acham Rinan, the low keeper. So he gives two answers. The second answer is the interesting one. Yesh Matarzim, the Asa Mayri Shalai Yachayit Shneem, Kim Chatas Chelev, Umishimachi Adif. Abel Hachashim is Chayit Shneem, Hava Akiraso Akira Yoser. Meaning, if a person is Chayit Chatas for Chelev, and the hafrava is done l'shem dam, so then it's not going to be posa. But if he himself is chayav a chatas for both chelav and for dam separately, obviously a chatas for chelav and a chatas for dam, so then that shinui hashem is considered ab akiraso akira yoser. So his personal situation will play into, that's only not only an objective question, this korban and that korban, or this kind of kapara, not kind of kapara, and on the contrary, it's a kind of, the closer you are, you know, for this being, if you're mixing up, I don't mean in the sense of mitzasek, meaning intentionally, trying to ma'arve the different kabanos in your mitzvah, both of them, so that is going to be a different, bigger pursuit than the other. And then Ariel points out to me, I think the name of Shitas Kadmon is also quoted to the same idea, basically, when it comes to the relationship between Toda and Shlamim. But if you're makriv toda l'shem shlamim, so the Gemara says if it's Pasha says that it's the regular din of the whole of Ilam l'shem kova. But Peirush Kadmon says that it's ma'akev, and it's pasul gamri. And he too explains that the closeness between toda and shlamim is such that you know that it's an akira. So again, if the point is that somehow the kedusha of the other korban, you know, undermines the kedusha of this korban. So again, the more it's on the radar screen, you know, either in terms of your own chiyuv or in terms of the objective proximity or closeness or identity of the korbanos, that would play into the issue. But so they're different shitos, they're both shitos yachids, but they both highlight this approach, a kind of an extreme bimino makri coming to look at. And then finally, just in terms of the our discussion, korban Pesach has much more to say, obviously, but all these topics, including the Korban Pesach one. So I missed a Mar Mokom, and Hillel brought it to my attention, and it's an important one, and that is the Tosas in Zvachim Abin Vav Medes. As we discussed, the in assessing the role of Shalom Minuyav, it's important to realize that at the Mishnah, Ezra Mekoban, the last line of that Mishnah, in characterizing the uniqueness of Korban Pesach, is a Pesach in a Nechal Ela Balayla, in a Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, in a Nechal Ela Minuyav, in a Nechal Ela Tzli. So the in a Nechal Ela Minuyav, of course, is what we were talking about as we talked about the Rashi and the Griz, and I suggested that for Tosis this might be the Makar, in terms of the connection of Achila and Minuya. We also noted that the Rambam omits this halacha, never mentions it. Maybe he doesn't believe in it. Maybe he thinks it isn't true. We talked about the Tosas Shantz and the Tzadjagon, etc. But Tosas here asks the question, why does the Mishnah single out Shalom Minuya, particularly? Right? Hema. Lisni Nami, the Inonachal, right? Ela al Matzah Sumerorim. Are there other unique features to Korban Pesach? Right? It's only Nechal, Matzah Sumerorim Yochlu. So why are we Dafka mentioning Sli and Lola Minuya, Benat Katzos? And so on. So Tosa said, the Tirtz Rav Chaim Gol Choshev Ela Davar Shekenegdo B'Kadshim, right? Who Cholik Mehem? The Shar Kadshim Nachala B'Yom B'Alayla, right? Ad Yom, Who Chol Adam, right? The Kol Nachal. Pesach Kenu Nachal Ela B'Alayla Ad Katzos Vila Minuya Vila Tzli. That's one answer. Second answer is Inami Lo Tana Matasim Rorim. The aim of Akdim, Inami Lav Mitzvah the Gufa. Basically, Tosa gives three answers. The second and third answer, basically telling us that, you know, Matsumara is not Akev, Matsumara is not Dinin. Gufo, these other things are. Of course, the description that these other things are Ma'akev, we know, that they're considered in the category of Gufa is important. We should also Shavol Minuya. Is not a technicality, it's not some secondary halacha. Apparently Shalom Minuyav is something which is fundamental. The first answer, of course, is also very interesting, and that is that you need, it's something where you have an analog to something which is shy of other karbanos, but different, right? That's the point. Dover shekenegdo b'kadshim, hu cholik mehem. It's something to distinguish it from other kadshim, something which is shy, but different. And here, of course, the inclusion. So the Zmanim, we understand, Hinanochav Yom Halayla, Sli, which is the Derech, Achila, at minimum, if not more, we understand. So the question is, what about Shalom Leminuyav, especially in light of our whole discussion, that, you know, is this a Shinui Bailim, you know, or not? Is Shalom Leminuyav something that is relevant, yet different? And if so, different because it's a form of, or different application of the principle of Shini Bailim, or in its own right. I mean, in theory, there could have been a principle like Shalom Minuyav in Shar Korbanos. That would depend on how you understand, what Rabbeinu Chaim means here. That would be very important for our whole discussion of Shalom Minuyav. But this whole question that Tosis raises is very, very important. Okay, now let's move back to Ola. So we started with Ola last time, Korban Ola, and we started by noting that if you just look at the Gemaras themselves in Tzvachim, which is our limud, which is why we're coming to this, so if you start with that alone, you get a very mixed impression, right? On the one hand, starting from the first Mishnah, the impression that you get is that there's a huge difference between Chatas and even Osham on the one side and Ola on the other. After all, when it comes to Chatz Nashon, we keep emphasizing that they're Ba'al Chet, Ba'al Kapara. This highlighted Rabbi Eliezer. Again, I still want to get back to Asham and maybe Chatas, certainly Asham at least, to pursue whether or not this indeed is true, whether or not the Kapara of Asham is identical to that of Chatas. We know there are many parallels between Asham and Chatas, parallel but different, and there also is a strong connection between Asham and Ola, right? An Asham which can't realize its own destiny, right, converts into an Ola. So Asham seems like something that is in between a Chatas and an Ola. So we'll have to analyze that. I don't want to get bogged down in that part of it. But for the moment, Ola, certainly, if you put all three, you know, Chatas, Asham, Ola, certainly Chatas, Asham seem to be Bala heads. And Ola not, and we read very quickly through some of the Gemaras that illustrate this, both the Mishnah here and the Shaka Vitaria and the Gemara here in the first parak. Even as I mentioned, the day in the Mishnah that Ola Lishma is Ma'akev, it's not Midin Kapara, it's Midin Kalil, and the Mishnah Mebam Mudbeis, Hashem and Chathas require separate Lishma of Lishem Achet. Ola doesn't require that. And then we go on to the Perek Kalatadir, right, which talks about, you know, kadosh, you know, any korban which is more kadosh than another takes priority. Then the question is, how does the kedusha of various korbanos express itself? So once again, in the Mishnah, and elaborated on in the Gemara, right, chatos is because it's bal achet, and ola because it's kalil. Once again, it seems like ola is not bal achet. And there are numerous other Gemaras like that as well. Tosis and bal masro, by now you've probably seen, and Dr. Katz will speak about it more, either today or when we finish up with this on Monday morning. But Tosin Bal Masra trying to explain the rule. Why is it aimed in Mashkinon Katas V'asham? You don't force a Katas and an Asham, but you do seem to force an Ola. That's what it's doing in that Sugya of Bal Masra, right? Cheskes Abatim, the Sugya of Kofinoso, Achiyomar Rotsani, right? So, what do you mean Kofinoso Achiyomar Rotsani? What happened to the principle of aimed in Mashkinon? There's no coercion when it comes to Karbanos. Tosin Bal Masra explains, and whether all Rishonim agree with this explanation is something we should discuss, that when it comes to Chatos and Ashon, Ein Mashkinan, because it's Ba Alachet, it's a Kapara, so you don't need to be Mashkinan. It's in his best interest to bring the Karban, because that way he'll accomplish his Kapara. But when it comes to Ola, the way Tosin puts it, so it's just a Doron, the Alba. And since it's a Daron, it's not Makafir or anything. And did anybody have the Tosin Bal Masra action? I think this language is important. Thank you. For anyone who learned Tosin Bal Masra, probably got up to there. Anyway. Yaakov Oso, Alamit Shekofen Oso. So tell me, lahad amber perak shorcha nagach, chay de katos ha-shavos eimim mashkin in osan, vishub b'kidim de l'kapara ka'asu, lovoi mashkune. V'dafka chatos ha-shavos ha-shavos, shabos al-chet, lovoi mashkune. Shirotza shimi osa chet, yelo kapara. Aval acha never on the daba, einan mechafrin. V'hodi kamar, nichalei, v'tavalei kapara, ainu mimash nadar, in the case of the Gemara, she'im lo yishali nidra v'ona yisa. And the Gemara says, if you're no there to bring a korbanola, so kofanos on choma ropes on you, because he really wants to do the right thing. When he wants to do the right thing, what's the right thing? We just finished saying that ola is not connected to kapara. The answer is, if you are mechayev yourself, a neder, so if you ignore that obligation, so that itself incurs an avera. So in that sense, it's kofanos oso on chiyomar, wrote something. But the neder and the dove themselves are not mechaper. That's the language of Tosis. Had Amar b'toras kohanim b'mitzvachim, which we'll get to in a second, b'yuma, this crystallized it very, very nicely, right? These are the three sources. Toras kohanim, beginning of Vayikra, the Gemara Yuma, Lam and Vav, and our Gemara Mitzvachim, Vav Amar Aleph, and again on Zion Amar Aleph and Zion Yudbeis. The Bola Mechaperas of Chayvi Asay, on the Perakamad Zlachim, the Ola Daroni, the Lo Mechaperas Mikupia, Lo Mechaperas, it should be, sorry, period. Mikupia Mechaperas, Mikiba Lo Mechaperas. So the last line we'll get back to, and this of course should be contrasted with, thank you, with our Tosis and Zlachim, and both Bobma Beis and Zion of an Aleph, I'm sorry, not Zion of an Aleph and Zion of an Beis, which says the opposite. But basically what Tosas there articulates very clearly is that there's a huge difference. It's reflected in the Din of Mashkinan. Like many of these Dinim, focus on Shaklavataryas of the Gemara, or, you know, more amorphous kind of explanations. You know, what's more kadosh, and there might be various factors. You know, can you learn A from B, or X from Y? This is called Lama's Beach, that's Baal HaChet. You know, those are mostly Shaklavatarias, or whether, you know, leaves, I guess, you know, greater latitude, and so on. But the Din of Mashkinan, you know, to attribute that din, to ascribe that halacha to the question of whether there is or isn't a kapara, and therefore a self-interest, is obviously a more serious makor in one respect. And it's more speculative, but it's more substantive. That's why I'm quoting this. So So that highlights, again, some of the evidence of the general Gemara, which is that Ola is not at all like Chatas and Asham, and has nothing to do with Kapara. Again, the Gemara uses the phrase Doron. As we know, that's our Gemara on Zion of the Base. Gemara says, a very important chapter of the Taria. Meaning, Ola, in terms of Kapara, simple reading of the Gemara, I have to explain it according to some of the other interpretations, but Ola is nothing to do with Kapara, or it's not a normal Kapara, or not a Kapara in the same sense that Chatos is, at least, because it seems to be superfluous. Without tshuva, there's no karban. With tshuva, there's no need for the karban, right? Because lo zazim misham ad shelo chonlo. Avraham mitzvah say misham lo zazim misham ad shelo chonlo. L'shma mina doronu. Then the Gemara explains, tani nami hachi, amat shimin chatas lama ba, lama ba, mechaper. You know why chatas is coming, it's pretty broad. El lama ba lifnei ola. L'praklit. Nichnas, Ritza Praklit, Nichnas Doron Achra. So here the Gemara actually gives a substantive reason why, regarding the status of Ola as a Doron. Ola as a Doron explains why Chatas always comes prior to Ola, except when it doesn't. There are a couple of cases where seemingly either it doesn't or the Torah implies that it doesn't. We should really look at those cases as well for their implications at the end of the topic. Okay, so the point I'm trying to make again is that if you isolate most of the Gemaras, the impression you get is that Ola has nothing to do with Kapara, Ola is a Doron. If you look in Chazal, there are numerous Chazals that link Ola with Hir Hur Aveira. That's the kind of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, what's a Hir Hur Aveira? It doesn't seem like it's a real Aveira, which would require Kapara. On the other hand, what do we mean that it's ba, lechaper al hir aveira? That means it's not a kapara, really? It's something else? Or it's a kapara for a very, very kal, practically non-aveira, but something which obviously is not good either, and that is hir hur aveira. The Chazal speak about hir hur aveira in a number of places. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, as Tosfos themselves refer, is the Sifra in the beginning of Ayikra, right on the pasuk of the Mirtzalo v'chaper alav, which Rashi quotes, and which Ramban earlier, the Rash and the Ramban expand on, and that is the idea that Ola is mechaper al mitzvah saseh, and on lo saseh's shenitak laseh. The Sifra is on the Pasuk, and therefore it's particularly important. It's just very interesting, get to all this soon, but just already, that not all Rishonim zeroed in on that Sifra. Again, Rashi quoted it, Ramban elaborated on it. Of course, any Mefarshim on the Sifra would have to relate to it. It's interesting that the Rambam, seemed to have downplayed it somewhat, as we'll see. The Smag quotes it. Chinuch in his mitzvahs doesn't quote. I'm not saying that they deny it, but I'm talking about their downplaying it, their minimizing its significance in the overall mechayev, let's say, of Ola. That's a very important makar. The other makar, of course, is the sugya in Yuma, and Lamed Vavav Aleph. There, the context may be important. There, too, the Gemara, based on Tosefta, says that Ola is mechaper on mitzvah aseh. Ola is mechaper on mitzvah aseh. And again, the Gemara has a discussion, mitzvah aseh, mitzvah lo aseh, and nitak laseh, and exactly what are the parameters of nitak laseh. Is it nitak laseh, or any mention or kesher with the mitzvah aseh, even if it's a shekadmo, right, what is the status of various mitzvos? That's part of the shakla v'tarya, machlokas in that sugya in Yoma. It's interesting to note that the context of that Gemara is not a general discussion of Oma, unlike, let's say, Sifra, which is a free association based on the psukim, and the psukim say, v'yitzel olachaper. In the case of the Gemara in Yoma, it's not an explanation of v'yitzel olachaper. It comes in the context of explaining what the vidui is in an Oma. Gemara in Yoma is just interested in general in the process of smicha and vidui. I think Mar says, I have it somewhere. The Gemara talks about the Bidui. Rosh Aladarim, Panav Lamarav, Eichem Mishkachasla, and so on. Ketzad Somech, Hazevach, Omid B'Tzafon, Panav Lamarav, Somech Omid B'Mizrach, Panav Lamarav, Yesh Shayada, Ein Shtak Karnos Shal Zevach, Levad Shalei B'Dabar Chotzei, T'Binol Levein Mitzeach, U'Mizvada Al Chatos, Avon Chatos, Al Osham, Avon Osham, V'Al Ola, Avon, Leket Shikha Ute, who by Sarani, Kibra Yosef Glee. The Kibo Mer, Ein Olaba, El Alase, El Osase Shanita Klase. My Kaniflagi, that's the Gemara's discussion, the love to the Vela Kaniflagi, what exactly is the parameters of this second application, Lava Nita Klase. But the Gemara here is talking about Smicha and Vidu. And we can already say now, and we'll elaborate it, that the Rambam only quotes this halacha that Ola is mechaper and tzase in the context of this discussion of vidui, of smicha and vidui. That's the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. I Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalad and Tezva. Ketzad Somech Im Ayah Korban Kodesh Kadashim Amidu B'Tzafon Panav Lamara Somech Omed B'Nizrach Panav Lamara B'Niach Shteyada Ben Shtey Karnav U'Mizvada Al Chatas Avon Chatas Al Osham Avon Osham Al Ha'ola. I would have said, if I were just literarily, I guess, consistent, Ala Ola Mizvada Avon Ola. Right? Katas Katas, Asham Asham, and Ala Ola. Instead, of course, the Rambam says, Ala Ola Mizvada Avon Asei, Avon Los Asei Shemita Klasa. I think that's something interesting. And again, it's consistent with the language of Gemara, but it's a break in the formulations. I don't say Al Katas, Kol Shogeg, Shazdono Kares, Zadon, Asra, Beskila, Asham, list the various Ashamas, aren't that many of them, it wouldn't take so long. And on Ola, it is interesting that when it comes to Chatas and Asham, the formulation is that the Vidu is on what they are, what they're designated for, and in the case of Ola, instead of saying what it's designated for, and then we would know that from some other source, just like we do in the case of Chatas and Asham, specifies Avon Hasei, but Avon Los Hasei Shemitah Klasa. Ketzad Mitzvada Omer Chatasi Avisi Pashati Asisi Kaka Chazarti Mitzvah Lepanachah Chatsim Kaka Klasi. And then he adds, this is the Rambam's Chiddush, in this case he does say yearly, by the way, Haya Korban Shlamim Somech Bekal Mokom Sheyirtze Min Ha'azara B'Mokom Shchita V'Yearly She'ena Mitzvada Ala Shlamim Avon Omer Dibre Shevach. That's a Chiddush of the Rambam. Now here, instead of being happy with the fact that the Rambam said yearly, since it doesn't say this anywhere, some of the Nosakalim, complain in the opposite. You can't, satisfy the Nosakalim. They're just a tough audience. Right? So the Radvaz, another saying, well, what was the Havamina? And why does the Rambam, which is the equivalent saying, why did the Rambam say yearly? What do you think you're going to do on the Shlok? What chet are you possibly going to invent? How could you even conceive that it would be otherwise? The Rambam says yearly. No, he thinks he knows that he's going out on a limb. He knows he doesn't have a makar. And, he knows he's saying something which is disputable. Okay, we talked the other day about the Mechaskinos critique, right? How come the Rambam didn't say Yerali when he came to the conclusion, you know, actually about Ola, as it turns out, that, you know, Chatos, Lashem, Mi, Shekhayev, Ola, even though, right, it's, even though it's not Ma'akev, but it's La'ol Levailin, Lashem Kova. How did he know that? He should have said Yerali. So, I was trying to defend the Rambam by saying, because the Rambam doesn't say Yerali every time he does that Makar, he just has to say Yerali if it isn't completely obvious, given the global picture, or if the global picture isn't completely obvious. But since, if you read the Rambam carefully, in terms of his very singular shitos about Shini Mailin, being Shini Kodesh, and even specifically, last thing I was suggesting, the actual order of the reading of the Rambams, so since you know, are supposed to be able to figure all of this out, you know, so, assuming it's right, so then, this is like a natural conclusion, so you don't need to say Yerali. So, the, you know, in a sense, that's what Nosa Kalim is saying here. Good, there's no Makar, but what else could it be? So you don't have to waste a Yerali on that. What did the Rambam have in mind? So if you ask me, I'm speculating, I think the Rambam says Yerali here because he was a little bit shaken by the halakha of Ola. In other words, the Rambam is a worldview of Ola, which we'll discuss more in a minute, I'm hinting to it already, is that the Sifra, again, is not, you know, something which he bothered to include, let's say, in Sefer Mitzvos, unlike the Smag, Chinuch, as I say, didn't hear. It doesn't get, you know, written up in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos at all. I think the Rambam was very sensitive to the Psukim, which I think everybody was, which is that Ola is just treated differently than Chatas and Hashem from many points of view in Torah Shabbat. And what he couldn't deny was that the Gemara says in Yuma that, you know, when you do vidui, the context of Sirika, that you're supposed to be misvada in the case of an Ola, an Essen and an Laden, Shemitah Glase. So but instead of concluding, so we see from here that Karban Ola is like Chatas and Asham, the Karban, which is Ba, Alachet, you know, Masha'in came Shlamin, you know, which clearly is not Ba Alachet, and therefore it's obvious that there's no connection to Chet, no Bidui, all this is going to be a Divrei Shevach. Instead, the Rambam found himself in a little bit of a quandary, because on the one hand, Ola is also not Ba Alachet. On the other hand, there can be Bidui, Al Chatayim, Esun and the Lam Shemitah Glaseis, notwithstanding the fact that isn't the character and nature of the Korban. So the Rambam was thinking, you know, maybe that's true in Shlamim as well. Again, maybe we should speak more about Shlamim, but the fact is, I mentioned previously, that Shlamim happens to be the Korban in which the Torah develops Beagle and other things. So Shlamim is not, you know, is not a simple matter either. Therefore, the Rambam thought that if you could find some sort of appropriate vidui, even though the mechayev of Ola is not kapara lachet, and then maybe there's something parallel in Shlamim. The other side of the coin, of course, is the Milchus Chinuch. Milchus Chinuch in Mitzvah Kaftes Vav says, and what if you know that you have no outstanding mitzvah asei, and then you come in your, you know, mizvada, you know, in the context of smicha on your karban, right? So Milchus Chinuch says, Initially, the Milchus Chinuch says, what will happen in this case? He says, well, if you're pretty sure, then you're not going to the Shas Micha Osnala. The Shas Micha Mitzvada La Ola, Obanase, Velos Lase, Shadita Kase. If you're a Pashut, right? No, you're only. The Inay Biyado Obon, I say, oh no, love the very sheer Kemoshikasa Rabba, Mishlamin, where can give a lance of Kabbalah, so that's Bob. I'm just flipping it around. But it's fine for me that it should go in both directions. Because he looks says, you know. So if you want to sing a, if you don't have any outstanding Essen, or even maybe your Hurei Aveir, or your Hurei Aveir is enough to make a Biduyan also, even if you know there's no Essen. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question. That's how you understand the category of your Hurei Aveir, if it exists. Then he says, no, Ein Zochin, Zayin Amin Aleph, She'ein Adam Yisrael, She'ein Amin Kuyam Asay, She'ein Amin Zvada Bismamo, Asay B'chol Inyan. Now, what's the good to mean by that? Does he mean literally that there's no other Yisrael? So let's say he just brought it all. And you're Zvada, and that's it. And you want to bring another Ola, right? A second later, I mean, you didn't have time to file it. You want to say Uri Abeira at least, and maybe you could say, you know, he could stick one in, but if you bring two Korban Olas back to back as a Nadava, then you just physically don't have time to violate a Mitzvah Seichel. I think that's true. Unless it's some Mitzvah Machshava that you want to include, you know, it'd be hard, the point is. So how much of the Stama, you know, do we take literally? And I think that's a question to ask in our Gemara, too. And our Gemara says that if a person, you know, has shinui bailim, you know, a mechuyav chatos, the shame nisheino mechuyav klum, you know, that's considered shinui bailim, because again, the presumption is that there's some aveira out there. It's also interesting to note that in that gufa, the Rambam, number one, the question is, what's the difference between that and somebody who really is definitely mechuyav ola? That's a question for the Gemara already, which we need to address. That's why is it that somebody who, as far as we know, is ain a mechuyav klal, is more mechuyav kimoso than somebody who's mechuyav an ola? That's question number one. That's a question on the Gemara. Question on the Rambam is that when it comes to that whole shaka b'tarya, the Rambam has two formulations, right? And they're slightly different from each other. When it comes to Chatos, Rambam says in Perek Tezvav, if I can find it here, Halacha, what is it, Tess? Shachta l'shein mi she'enu b'chuyah, korban klal, lo chatos v'lo ola v'lo shar korbanos, harezu psula, shem b'chuyah v'v'eini yodea. Right? That doesn't appear in the Gemara. Shem lo mechuya ve'eni yodea. Then in Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam says, Ola sheshachta mi she'enu mechuya v'korban klal, lo ol solabaylin, sharei shachta shelo l'shem ba'leha. Afa bi sheze sheshachta l'shmo enu mechuya v'klum b'inyano, yefshar shelo yechayiv kapara l'shamayim, she'enu ka'adam b'Yisrael shelo avar me'olam ha'mitzas aseh. So it's interesting, when the Rambam talks about, there are two problems here. One is just the problem within the Gemara itself. What's the difference between Misha Einu Mechuyiv Klal and Misha Mechuyiv Ola? Even Misha Einu Mechuyiv Klal is based on the possibility of an Asay, so why is a Suffolk Asay more Bimino than a Vaday Asay, which is Chayiv Ola? Why is the specific Chayiv Ola somehow distances the individual more so than the suffix. The chi of Ola itself, it seems. Why should that be serious? So that's already in the Gemara. Number two is that the Rambam formulates the halacha in two different ways, right? The Rambam has two cases. One chatas and the other Ola. The Gemara, we only have it in the chatas, right? We don't have the Ola case. And the Rambam has this case of Shini Bailim Bidumya in the case of Ola. But the formulations are in fact different. It depends on the gears actually. Okay. In the case of Chatos, again the Rambam says Shema Mechuyev Uveini Odeya. In the case of Ola, it's not Shema Veini Odeya, it's what the Gemara really says about Chatos. In the Chadam Yisrael, Shala Avar Meolam Al Mitzvah Satsay. Also what's Meola? Do we really care about Me'olam, or is it a mitzvah say which has yet to be addressed and to be neutralized? Right, that goes back to my question of a second ago. Let's say you just brought an Olam mitzvah say, outstanding mitzvah say, right, and you didn't have time to violate another mitzvah say. Right, do we care? The Rambam here seems to be saying that it's a din vadai, because when it comes to chatas, it's about an outstanding mitzvah say. That's the key. The question is why. When it comes to Ola, it's not about an outstanding mitzvah say, it's about any mitzvah say that you ever violated ever. Even though you already gained, presumably, kapara on that through a previous Ola. That's what it seemed. So these are questions. Yeah? Mechuyev of anything, but including ourselves. Yeah, correct. Well, that I think you have to say. I think that's a foolish of the Gemara, isn't it? The Gemara Zayin of Days, let's assert for a second. I think even in line with the Rambam, I would say that. It doesn't have to be Dafka say, but I think it's including ourselves. I think in the Gemara, I think you have to say that. Gemara says, that's in connection with Kappas. That's halacha tes. Well, I mean, it didn't. It doesn't seem like it did. I mean, where did the Gemara reject that?
Yeah.
No, the kukka the kibba is just how, you know, it's, you know, then the Gemara says, Amarabba chatzis and kaparis al-chayi, I say the kaparis is separate, memra, the pashtas, right? But the Gemara says, what do you mean the chatzis is mechaper and I say, you know, that can't be? So the Gemara says, me kukka, not me kibba. But there's no evidence that that goes back on the previous Gemara. So I think it would be very strange if it didn't mean asay. And obviously, would also, just from a practical point of view, this idea, you know, in the or Shema, you know, people are more likely to know the infractions that are generating katas than they are any infraction, you know, which would come to its rubric. So my point is that both in the Gemara itself, there are some questions, and especially so in the Rambam. But I think getting back to the original point, that the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Per Gimel, in the end, may have thought that, you know, Shlomo needs a yearly because he's not so comfortable with the idea of Ola being Balachet. And so he only brings it in this context. Maybe it's something that is limited to Smicha and Vidui, or that has a much more limited significance. And maybe that too would explain something of what's going on. The other place where he has it, which is in our Sugazir and Zvachim and Sulem Akdashim, and there's a certain pattern in the Rambam's thinking. Okay. In any case, the bigger picture is that certainly many of the Mishnayos and Gemaras imply that there's no connection to Chet. The Sifra, the Gemara and Yuma, our Gemaras, again, our Gemaras on Zion, Amin Aleph, and Zion, Amin Beis, Chatos Asei Kamoso, or Kapara Kamoso, seem to point that there is some sort of kapara, and of course the discussion on Bava Min Aleph, when the Gemara has the question whether or not Asei La'achar Hafrasha is included in the kapara of an Ola, and the Gemara there compares it to a Chatas, and the Gemara says, after all, in Chatas, La'achar Hafrasha, there's no kapara. Or if you did a maisavera after you mafresh the korban, the Gemara says there's no point to it. You don't get any kapara. And then the Gemara says, but how can you compare it to katas? After all, katas is very specific. It's very focused. A single avera, a single katas. When it comes to ola, on the other hand, maybe you could be mechaper on asay v'achar prasha. After all, you can be mechaper on multiple essay. So again, that's the other Gemara that says that, let's say, there are four Gemaras, basically, you know, that point in the direction of Kapara for Ola, or for Mekoros, I should say. The Sifra, the Sugya Yuma and Tosefta regarding Vidui and Smicha, the questions of Shinui Bailin, in Zvachim Zayin Rav and Zayin of the days, except again, Inner Chayiv Kemoso, as we discussed, could have two meanings, right? It could mean that it's a Mechaper, but differently, and we need to know what that means, or it could mean that it's not Mechaper at all, in which case it's not a Makar for Kapara, it's a Makar, but there's no Kapara. That's a Machlokas, how to read our, we'll get back to each Gemara separately, how to read that, we'll trace this to each specific Makar more specifically. The Gemara in Bava Min Aleph seems to be a clear makar that mitzvahs asay are neutralized by an ola, but provides us with two very intriguing, unique or salient elements of kaparas asay. Number one, multiple esen as opposed to katas. And number two, the possibility of a pilulach rafrasha, maybe even lachar shechita in the hemshech of the Gemara, also strongly contrasted with katas. So strongly contrasted that it's not the same kind of kapara at all, or maybe katas is the exception, or maybe just two different types of kapara. This is the question that we need to ask. So basically, I think that one could approach these problems of these different makoros in different ways. I think one way is to say that there really is, at minimum, a basic machlokes, that there are many makoros that think that ola has nothing to do with kapara. The makoros that do are incompatible with the ones that don't, and then of course you have to decide, la halacha, what position we take on ola. But basically they're mutually exclusive. And if you play up ola's of their own, or the Gemara is about ola lo ba'alachet, then you can't really think that it's ba lechaper on mitzvah aseh. And for some Rishonim, there's no question. We'll document this again further as we go on. There's no question that for some Rishonim, saying daronu, right, eliminates the ability to say kapara. At least kapara mikiva. You might say kapara mikufia, but not more. And that's, of course, what Tosin Bava Basra and then Ches Amar Aleph was telling us. We'll see in a couple of minutes, we'll read some of it inside, but the Tosis Rash Mishans, the Rash in his Perish on the Sikra, is, sometimes it's very terse. It's not even gnomic sometimes. You just can't know where it starts and where it stops, and what's a question, and what's a statement, and what's an exclamation point. But it seems, at least, like the Rash is raising this question. How does this Sikra, which is the context, how does it fit in with the Gemara's statement that this is a Doron? Moreover, asks the Rash, there are several other Gemaras, right, they are alluded to in the Doron Gemara, right, that imply that the Mechaper of Mitzvah Saseh is Tshuva. Right? The Sugya in Shavuos, we have the Mount Komos here, the Gemara in here in Yuma, when it talks about Doron, like Lo Zazen Misham, if you do tshuva, lo zazam misham, ad she lo chlin lo. And of course the Gemara in Yuma later on, Peihei Amud Beis and Peivav Amud Aleph. Gemara talks about how you get kapara for various different infractions, and the role of the Sirah Mishnaleach, and the role of Yom Kippurim, Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. So it seems from the Gemara that when it comes to Esen, it's those, you need tshuva and those ozim misham, ad sheh mechaperin. Maybe not so simple. The Rav Menuchos tshuva sounds that way as well. But the Rav Menuchos tshuva doesn't record the implications of this sifra either. So if you look at the Rash, and even more so the Moshe's Kane of Al Torah, right, they seem to be very bothered by these makoros. How can you say that tshuva is mechaper, and at the same time say that tshuva is a prerequisite of the korban, because otherwise zevach hashayim toeva, and at the same time leave any room for ola being mechaper? How can ola be mechaper? It's superfluous, or it's inadequate. Right? If you didn't do tshuva, it's inadequate. If you did do tshuva, it's superfluous. So you're stuck. So the Rash and the Moshe Tzkenim seem to be bothered by this. They also seem to be bothered, at least the Moshe Tzkenim seems to be bothered, by Hirur Aveira. They seem to think that if Chazal are right, that Ola is Mechaper and Hirur Aveira, somehow that's a stira, that's mutually exclusive to the perspective that Ola is Mechaper al Mitzvah Saseh. Again, I'll read some of them inside just a minute. We'll talk about the Pesukim in just a minute. So I think one perspective is that this is a struggle about the nature of Ola, and that these makoros about kapara are a stira to being daron. If you want to be miyashik the stira a little bit, so you could do what Tosfos Bava Basra does, mikufya mikiva, right? We don't know what mikufya exactly means, but, assuming that it's a more, not just a different kind of kapara, but a more trivial kapara, Again, you have to look at the other examples of Bikupya, right? Yoresh, and possibly, you know, some of the Yom Kippurim paradigms. I'm not sure if all Bikupyas are the same, but the point is that if you want to say the Kapara is Bikupya, it's like a superficial or a skimming, you know, kind of a Kapara, but it's not the deep, profound, you know, full Kapara. So maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say that the din of kapara when it comes to ola is very limited, and it's limited to the smicha and the vidui of the ola. It's another possibility. If you look at some of the farshim on the Torah itself, they note that the pasuk itself, the nirtzal ola kaper, again, the... Where did I finish here? Right at the beginning of the Yukra. So the context here is the context of Sikha. Samach yado al rosh ha'ola, v'nirtzalo l'chaper olav. Normally, we'll go to some of the tzibur in just a minute, when you look at the other karbanos, number one, it's not been, you don't have, you have the nitzlach lo, you have kapara that's almost always associated with the zrika, or as we'll read some in a couple of seconds, with the Gabra Kohen, the Kohen is Mechaper, right? Here, what you have is the one Pasuk, which implies, if you some read to the Kapara, right, is number one associated with the Samach Yado al Rosh Ha'ola. The Nirtza is a Mifal, right, as opposed to the Chiper HaKohen, not only active, but a Piel, strong active, right? The Nirtzalo l'chaper alav. The Netziv actually says that the Nirtzalo l'chaper alav refers to two different things. One is the vidui, the smicha, and the other is the karban. The karban is mechaper. That's a way of mainstreaming kapara sola, comparing it to others. But some of the mefarshim suggest that the Nirtzalo l'chaper alav is a reference to the smicha. Again, the fact that that's what the Gemara Yuma is talking about, that's the only time, pretty much, aside from Psilei Mikdashim, that the Rambam gives expression to it. Now, my point in that direction. So if you want to be mitzamtzein the koach kapara of Ola by saying either it's Bikupya or by saying that, you know, if you do a bidui on the korban Ola, the shame, mitzvah saseh, that triggers kapara, it's not the korban that does it, it's the bidui on this particular korban. Which is, again, why one might have thought that maybe you could do the same thing on Shlamim, right? This is why the Rambam needs his yearly, what I was saying before, because in terms of the Chetzesh of Karban, and certainly the Mechayim of the Karban, it has nothing to do with Kapara. It has everything to do with the Kalil Mitzvah, you know, Reach Nichoach LaShem, right? But if, nonetheless, you could take the opportunity to do a Svicha, doing Svicha anyway, to do a Bidui, an outstanding Karbanos, so it's basically a Hilchas Tshuva halacha that gets played out in Ma'isa Karbanos. That's very different than saying that the korban is ba alachet, the mechayev, the chetzesh of korban, even the kapara, is by means of the hakrava for the zrika. There's no focus on zrika. So that would be one approach. And then those few gemaras, as they hear you neutralize in the way I just said, mikupya or kudet zrika, or you think of it as a machokas, that if you say daron, and you say Hirhur, and you say some of these other things, Lovalachet, that you think that it isn't going to be effective for Mitzvotase at all. I think that's one approach. The other approach, of course, if you have this approach, this first approach, you also may think that there's a Machlokas, and then you might think that there are But the view that thinks that Ola is Baal Mechaper doesn't really differentiate in a fundamental or qualitative way between the kapara of an Ola and the kapara of a Chatas. It may come to be Mechaper on different things, right? Just as Asham and Ola, just as Asham and Chatas come to be Mechaper on different things. But that doesn't mean it's Mechaper in a fundamentally different way, or that the nature of the Korban as a Mechaper is fundamentally different. These Mekoros, like the Sifra, like the others, if they're really cholek with the perspective of Doron, right, will tell you, yeah, Olas Ta'aseh, what Chatas is to Los Ase Shesh Pakares, or Skila Basra. Okay. The other perspective, or the opposite perspective, I say, is that everybody agrees, or most everybody agrees, unlike the first perspective, most everybody agrees that Ola is not a Mechaper. Other perspective, or that this is Machlokes, is that everybody agrees that Ola is Mechaper. And again, that extreme would be, like I just said, it's Mechaper in a parallel way to a Chatas and an Asher. If there are differences, the difference have to do with the quality or the Chomer, Ha'isar, just like we find that when it comes to tshuva, right, there are slight differences, other aspects of tshuva, when it comes to kalin as opposed to chaburin, right, the role Yom Kippur plays, yisurin, and so on. So too, there might be differences between kaparas aseh, kaparas lav, kaparas kares, etc. But the idea that ola is a korban like other korbanos, and that it's mechaper, is something to consider. Who would be the author of this? Is to take a poster boy for each extreme. I mentioned the Rambam's downplaying of the Kapara Sola, so I would just want to emphasize also the Ramban's promulgating the idea of Ola as a Mechaper in several places. Number one, in his famous discussion about the nature of Kabanos, where the same piece where he attacks the Rambam and Nebuchim, he says, I don't accept the view that, Karbanos are a concession to man's, proclivity, for Avodah Zarah, or his need to, express, lofty spiritual ambitions in a physical and concrete way, right? Ramban strongly rejects that perspective of the Rambam, tries to bring many rayas, historical rayas, ideological rayas, halakhic rayas, but that's not acceptable. Instead, says the Ramban, in my opinion, korbanos are not self-sacrifice. We heard talk about this the other day, right? The idea that the hakrava itself is like a self-hakrava. And that, of course, is very consistent. That's the Ramban's perspective on korbanos. For the Ramban, the epitome of all of that, of course, is the korban ola, which is kalil liishu. And, of course, that's the korban that, existed kodem matan Torah, the default korban. We'll speak all about that in just a couple of minutes. Before I give you the perspectives, then we'll, pull back and discuss some of the details. So the Ramban, in that context, speaks about the tmidim. And he says the tmidim, every day, are olas. That's because it's just inconceivable, that human beings aren't going to be involved in some sort of a chet. In other words, the Ramban associates even the korban tamid, it's the korban tzibur, right, and one of the thought, that's just the framework of olam ha-korbanos, or of the day of the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, the brackets of Maisa Korbanos. Ramban says, even the daily tmidim are kapara alachet. Ramban would say from mitzvos, in Shoresh Yud Beis. Shoresh Yud Beis, of course, is where Rambam and Ramban discuss the problem of counting pratim. You count chelkei mitzvah, or do you only count mitzvah? So both Ramban and Rambam agree that you only count mitzvahs, not every detail of a mitzvah. Of course, the question, the big question is, what is a detail and what is a category? And that's where there's a lot of lively discussion. as you can imagine. The Rambam says, "Shein roi limnos chelke hamalacha lehamalachos sheba tzibu masi yasa kol chelik v'chelik v'chneat." Right? Yadua shanachnu nimtza pa'amim shenitztavenu ha-maitzim and ha-maitzim ach ha-chiyavu ha-kosim v'var eichus ha-maitza ha-ru v'yivar ha-shem, so on. Yomer ha-mashu nofel ikein ein roi shimane kol tzibu shema b'hosa v'yur mitzvah p'nei atzmo kom yosu mikdash shizem mitzvah seyachas mikol ha-mitzvos ushen ha-bayis mukhan yavoy lov, so on. Botia akraba boya kibbutz v'moadim achach bo מותר חלוקו ויחייסה, אין רואי שימן לקומה שחומר לבסיס המצל פני עצמו. על זה הדרך בעצמו יהיה לחיינו בקרבונוס הנזכור מביקרא, referring to the various קרבונוס, וזה כי מצווה אחס הוא כלל המלאכה המתוארה בכל מין ומין ממיני הקרבונוס, המשהו בזה, העולה, הנה מצטבין שתהיה מלאכס העולס כך, מי שישפטנו, ישפטנו, ינתכנו, יזרק דומה, right? And so on. And then the other korbanos, amlochazos mitzvah achas, he toras haola, ukvokein he melechas achatos, and so on. This is the Rambam. This is the Rambam's examples of this principle. So the Rambam agrees, but as I noted before, he disagrees about, you know, what is a prat and what is a klal, or how to focus on these categories. Is it each korban? Is it, you know, each avodas ha-korban across the korbanos, you know, and that's where it gets very interesting. So among other things, when he wants to categorize the different korbanos, so he says, Rabban now, ha-ika ha-shem asar yadubu ha-rab dinin amar she'en roi she'imanu chelek me'abalachos kol kelek v'chelek v'en p'nei atzmo v'chein son toras kol min 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 ha-korbanos mitzvah achas v'minyan Maitza Ola, Maitza Chatos, Maitza Asham, Maitza Zabar Shlomim, Maitza Mincha, Chamesh Mitzvahs. Yadun Oud, Sheyos HaKoin Lokeach Masha Isha Lekachas, Uchelet Mechelke Mitzvahs, Yosim Otzvahs, Gracious Agez, and Mitzinasa Mitzvahachas, Aparshas Maitza Mitzinasa Molevi, Achas, Chinoag Betruma, Bechala, Hu Megane Bezeh, Das Acheres Vini Gebahag, Amar Shalom, Ya'alein zeh, elem yishikach ha-dvarim b'tzilas ha-vachshava, so he's yashur and ready b'vachshava. So the Rambam says, v'kasher, he mistakel b'hem, en d'ibarach, yishavim b'dayki, ki ha-maisim, d'ibarach ha-rbanos, eich nimna osam, acha, minosno mitzvah, hashen akhir osam, v'zeh shen yitzvavinu l'akhir l'akhtas ha-chatayim, chatas, yakhtas osam, yakhtasam ola, ומהם גם כן מנחה, והצבא והקרבסם, והיא במיני מצווה, ותעשה ארבע מצוות. So how does he characterize, again, this is not what he's focusing on here, how does he characterize the difference between the karbonos? And the Rambam emphasized, maitza chatas, maitza ola, maitza shlamin, maitza basha. The Rambam says, what is it? Heich nimna osam, מצטבנו להקריב על קצס החטאים קטס, על קצסה מן קצס החטאים אשם, על קצסה מן קצס החטאים עולה, ומהם גם כן נמחה. So his initial characterization of עולה is that it's בעל החט. That's quite remarkable. Again, it's a דרך, it's an אנחסן. It's an אגבורך כאן. What do you mean? No, the lachshon nitik laaseh is included with aseh in the orbit of kaparas ola, as the Gemara says, and Rambam codifies that in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos too. The question is when you're characterizing ola as a karban, is the first thing you want to say about it, is the ikar thing that you want to say about it, that it's ba lechaper aveiros of olas? What I'm trying to say is that the Rambam shied away from that. He didn't deny as an explicit Gemara and Yuma, but he tried to circumscribe it as much as possible, and, doesn't mention anywhere where he doesn't need to mention. The Ramban, on the contrary, both when he talks about Tamid and the need for korbanos generally in Perush al Torah, and in Sefer Mitzvah, just saying, you know, why do we count separately, you know, each of the korbanos? So he associates Olav together with Chatas and Asham as being brought for the sake of Averis. Chatos. Now, which ones? You're right. The Chatos are Essen, and they're Lavin, Shemitah, Glase. 100%. But that isn't probably the way the Rambam would have described Olav. In fact, it's not the way the Rambam describes Olav. That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, if you look at the Ramban, which we will look at in more detail in a couple of minutes, in his Perush al Torah, what he struggles with in terms of the Sifra, at least initially, you have that impression as well. As the Sifra doesn't just tell us, you know, what the Gemara in Yuma tells us, which is that Ola's Mechaper al Essen and Lav Shenita Pase also tells us that. And as we know, the Sifra, you know, goes through a little bit of an analysis first. You know, what could Ola be Mechaper for? Let's reflect. Right? Let's think aloud. Right? Could it be this kind of thing? Could it be that kind of thing? Well, what's left? What did the Torah leave out in terms of kapara? The Torah says explicitly, if you do a lab, you know, which is dono kares, and, you know, the hasra, skila, and you do it b'chatas, so you're chayev, and you do b'shogeg, sorry, so you're chayev b'chatas. The Torah says explicitly, which of the averos that trigger an usha? And there it's not even a category, it's more than that. It's the specific averos. What did they leave for Olav? That's essentially what the Sifra, we'll read the language of the Sifra in just a minute. The assumption of the Sifra, right, is that we should be looking at Olav, right, through the lenses that we use to look at Chatas and Asham. Now the question is, the Maskana, is that true enough? But the Ramban and the Rash go further than the Sifra. They're not willing to just take it at face value. My sense is, and I could be wrong, that, you know, the Rambam, if you ask about the Sifra, he'll say, yeah, Sifra. He wouldn't want to talk about it very much. You know, without denying it, but yeah, you know. But the Rash and the Ramban, right, are plunging in. Right, they're at home. You know, they're like fish in water. You know, they're going to outdo the Sifra. What's wrong with some of these suggestions? Maybe there are some more suggestions. The mentality that underlies that is the view that, at least initially, qualitatively, there's not so much difference between an Ola and what it's Mechaper, and a Chatas and an Asham and what they're Mechaper. Right? So you just have to figure out what the body politic of Averos is. Now, which Averos? That's all. And maybe there's, you know, Chomer Averos is different, maybe. That is signified by the korban too. But the idea that, oh, it's balachet, this is the chet, thank you, that's the initial perspective of the Sifra, for sure. And that is the initial perspective of the Rash and the Ramban. So the fact that the Ramban, you know, in Aleph Tes, in Vayikra, and in Sefer Mitzvos, you know, sees it this way, doesn't seem inconsistent. Now, certainly the first perspective of the Ramban, I think it's consistent with that. When the Ramban ends up that way, according to the second perspective, I'll explain what I mean by first and second, hopefully just in a minute, we'll go through some shortness of the Ramban. That I think is more questionable. But even then, the Ramban is comfortable with the idea that Ola is a Mechaper of some sort. Maybe a different kind of Mechaper, but in the end of the second shot, but certainly a Mechaper. So that's perspective number two. In general. That is, that Ola is a Mechaper, like Chatos, like Asham. The differences are in the details, but basically it's different. The third and fourth perspective, I would say, share much in common, but they too are different. The third perspective is to suggest that the way to bring some of these conflicting evidence together is by the idea that, let's say the third view, that Ola is Mechaper, but that the quality of this Kapara is very different than the quality of the Kapara of a Chatas and Lasha. And by that I mean, and some of you have heard a short version of this, that I mean, a suggestion at least, that when it comes to a Chatas and an Asham, I think is more complex, and that's what we'll hopefully we'll get back to. I think it's in between some of these, but certainly chatos, let's just say, the mechayiv of the chatos, the kaparas chatos of the ma'aseh aveirah. And that's why the Gemara always talks about it the way that it does, right? The shiur of, had you done it the mezid, you know, mechayiv karas and skila, therefore when you do it the shogeg, also just that formulation itself, right, bespeaks of a focus on the ma'aseh aveirah. The same act that pays it is this, right? Even the shogeg is that. Because subjectively, a ma'aseh aveirah, which requires kapara. In chatos, the focus is on the ma'aseh aveirah. Right? And that's why, as the Gemara tells us here in Tzachin, right? You can have only one kapara per aveira. Again, we might expand the definition of the Aveira. That's the sugya of, you know, Yedios Mechalkos, sugya's increases, and also in the beginning of the second parak, seventh parak of Shabbos, namely, if you do something Be'elam Echad, so that's considered an extension or repeat of the same Ma'is Aveira. Right? But if it's Be'alamos Mechalkos, or Yedios Mechalkos, whatever the case may be, if you separate them into its different Ma'is Aveira, it's not a continuation or a repeat, right? So two different formulations too. So then, that triggers a separate karba. So even though it's prior to the Afrasha, let's say you violated Chelev four different times, in different halachos, right? You can't get away with a single karba. You can't bundle up Aveiros on a single karba, because each Ma'is Aveira is Mechayiv your karba. So it's only one per customer. Therefore, of course, it doesn't apply la'achar afrasha, because the whole point is that the korban, the mechayev of the korban, is a chet. The korban has no meaning. The afrasha v'hakdasha is in vain if it's not associated with a particular korban, with a particular chet, let's say. It's ba l'chaper. That's the idea of chatos. And we'll look at the psukim in a minute, but when the Torah speaks about chatos, right, the background of Aveira doesn't have to be always a korban, it is also what it does. Right, that's the mechayev of the korban. Of course, you get into a little bit of an issue when you talk about certain specialty chatos. Right? What about chatos nafshon? What about chatos, you know, that are just the accompaniment or seem part of a larger process, like nazir, or metzora, or yoledes? And that's why the Gemara, right, has a little bit of trouble trying to figure out, what is the chait of a yoledes? What is the chait of a nazir? So you get, you know, things like al-shatzir, 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 you know, or in the case of yoledes, the impact of the pangs of birth, and the mashavos, or dibur. But the Gemara struggles with that, because they understand very well that this doesn't fit into the typical stereotype of a ma'is aveira, which is mechayev yukarba. And, for purposes of our parak, for example, that's exactly what the Gemara is kind of talking about when the Gemara says, well, Ichayis Chatos Nachshon and Chatos, are they, you know, is that like Chelev and Dam? Or is it more different? And, you know, maybe they're really, in some of these cases, more like Olos. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean about Ola, and what does it mean about Chatos? Can you have a Shem Chatos which isn't Ba L'Chaper in the same sense? So that becomes tricky. But if we're talking about the routine Chatos, so the Ma'is Aveira is Mechayev you, and that's the idea. That's the idea behind it. However, in the case of Ola, the suggestion I'll make is that there is a din of kapara, but it's not kapara on a particular Ma'is Aveira. It's kapara on your status as a gavra, right? As a personality who's not an are you an avarian or not? In that sense, the kind of averos which trigger the ola are qualitatively different, number one. I'm not even sure that asay or lavanita klasay, you have to speak about each one, do they really qualify as averos? Right? One could say that an asay, for example, is an opportunity. We know that there are certain essen that are very chamor, mila, kares, and from Pesach is kares. We know that they're obviously in a category unto themselves. But even there, it's the squandering of the opportunity to do these things you know, more than it is a Maisaveira B'Sheval Tasa, not such thing as a Maisaveira B'Sheval Tasa. How can you even speak about Essen as an Aveira? But we'd be talking not about a Maisaveira, but a Gabra Mark, and a Gab person who has the opportunity and squanders or rejects the opportunity, you know, without its, you know, justification of onus. Can he be an Avarian, even though he didn't do a Maisaveira? Sure. Maybe her Hure Aveira works in nicely with that category too. It's not a Maisaveira, it's not a Maisa. It's not something specific, right? But can you be an Avarian, you know, because you have Midos Ra'os or Machshavos Ra'os? Sure, I mean, the Rambam says Vilchos Tshuva, or Zion, it's Halacha Gimel. But the, we're not yet in Elul, but we are in the 9 days. Famous Rambam, Rambam says, don't think, Al Tomar, she ain't Shuba Elamaber, she is by Maisa, because Rus, Fagaz, Abu Gneva, and she ain't Shatarach Adam, Shuv Neelu, Kapa Tarach, Kapis, Bedeos, Ro, she is lo, the Loshuk, Minakas, Mina Eva, Minakina, Minahitu, Verdipa Samamo, Nakobod, Verdipa Samacholos, she also be called Tarach Lasha Bichuba. Elo Abonos, says the Rambam, called him Abonos. Koshim me osen sheish ben maisa. Shemzman shavim yishka ve'elu kashu l'ikrosh mihim. Ein omer yazov rosh adarga. And the Rambam gives a practical explanation, you know, because it's, people don't identify them that way, and therefore they don't, you know, perceive the need to neutralize them. I think one could have said it more strongly. Namely, a gavra avarian, you know, is a more placable kind of a thing. It's less and it's more. It's different, but in one respect, it's a bigger problem. Totalist persona needs redemption. So the idea may be, for Huria Beira, Mitzvah Sasei, now of course Mitzvah Lo Sasei, Shadita Klasei, is a little bit of a tricky issue. But not such a tricky issue. And this, of course, is highlighted by the discussion of Tosas in Yuma, a little bit. And Tosas in Yuma, and it's parallel to the one that I left out, you know, in Pesach, I guess. But Tosas in Lanavan, Lo Yadana, and my lo kachashim, kol av de lalaki alai. Yom lav sheva klolos, lav sheva maisa, right? Only lav anita klase. And then the Gemara's discussion looms larger, of course. You know, what if it's not nita klase exactly, but it's kodmo ase, etc. And here we meet at sea. Mash mit yesh takkan av a ritsu gemokam acher. Vainu ase shim yodo litake. Vase sukko, tefillin, kiyotzman, Gemara Yoma Yomayim, all of the Kaperas. The King also said, Nita Klase, the Lachadi Nisus, the Lachadi Nisus, the Lachadi Lavin, the Chamurim, the Lachadi Nisus, the Kaperas, all of the Nisus, the Kapara Acheras, the Onshan Amor, Amahani Ema, Ritzi, the Tachana, the Mokom Achim. It's a very interesting Tosis. Two things. Number one, Tosis, like the Rash, and like the Moshe Tzkenim, and like the Ramban, right, takes the Havaminas and the Sifra very, very seriously. Basically says that, oh, the women of the copper and a whole bunch of other things too, just that, you know, they're already taken care of. You know, Kaftas and Oshan's already doing the job, otherwise Ola would have been Mechapar and Maisaveiros. But now the question is, which ones yes, which ones no? So we're going to draw the line, things that Yeshlahem Takana Acheres. So the Asei is a Takana Acheres, because you can always do the Asei. The Lavanita Klase, you can always be Metaking by doing the Asei. Of course, I would presuppose a certain position on the whole sugya makos, you know, kimo, below kimo, bitlo, lo bitlo, you know, this whole big discussion what lav nita klase, you know, really is. But this is Tosis' approach. One could have said something different, or had a different approach, in two senses. Number one, it might be calling with Tosis, and the Chaschinuch isn't so certain about the whole thing. What about lav shem b'maisa? What about lav shenitan lazaras? Misas Bezda. Right? What about Lav Shemeklolos? Only Lav Shemita Glase. Number one, it's not so clear. Maybe the real issue is the dual one. Number one, how do we assess each of these? In general terms, again, we don't want to get too bogged down. In general terms, in words, the Gemara says that you, in order to trigger Malkus, you have to have a lav which is dunya de lav de chasam. right? Osaksim Shorbnish. Things that are not going to trigger a Chid Malkus. So in theory, one could say that, you know, that's a Tzarsakasu, or that includes various things. They're not necessarily all alike, but, you know, it's a Tzarsakasu. And there might be situations where a lab doesn't trigger Malkus because it's more cow, or it's just not the kind of lab which should trigger Malkus. And there might be others where it should, but it's not Dumyad the Chasama, and therefore it won't. Tosfos is kind of taking that position as well, but Tosfos just has a more technical kind of Tzeres HaKasu in terms of the potential for alternative tikkunim. So then you might say, you know, that Ola is Mechaper on the lighter, let's say, Lav's Shein B'Malkus, but on the heavier ones, even if technically they don't have some other Mechaper. The other way to look at it is to say, going back to my suggestion, it says, oh, Essen are not an Avera. Essen are squandering of spiritual opportunity. It can be a Gavra, a Varyan, even if they didn't do a Maisa Avera. And what about Rav, Shanita Glase? Right? The answer is maybe that's true as well. Why? The very fact that it's Nita Glase, maybe. And there are two ways to look at Nita Glase. One is, oh, you have an out, you have an exit strategy. It's more Kal because, you know, you have an exit clause. Or, the very fact that it's Nita Klase highlights that the Maisa Avera is not the total Mechayim. Had the Maisa Avera been the total Mechayim, what do we care about your ability now to do a Mitzvah Saseh? Now, admittedly, again, this is a topic in its own right too, there may be more than one type of Lava Nita Klase. Our Lava Nita Klase is in which we will say that if you're Mitake in the Asay, then you really did nothing wrong. In other words, another way to say that would be, the violation, the Avera, requires, right, two stages. It requires, you know, the action that you do, right, but it's not completed unless, right, you also ignore the solution. That's one kind of lava nita klase. In other words, the nita klase is a shear of the incompleteness of the hagdara of the avera. Then there's a lava nita klase, where you did an avera, but it's correctable. Not because, you know, until you negate the correction, you haven't fully done the avera, but it's a correctable avera. There's still a different category. Madrega, correctable and non-correctable avera.
You still need kapara?
Well, you always need kapara. I mean after the fact? I mean, if you did the tikkun, do you need kapara? That's a good question. So, for example, I'll just give you the two examples and see what I mean. That's a very good question. Let's say Gaza. Right? We say the Hashem Sagzei Gaza. So no one's going to tell you that, you know, the definition of Gezel fundamentally, let's say, includes stealing and not returning. But if you return, it's fine. You didn't do anything. Turns out you never did anything wrong. Because clearly taking somebody's money, you know, is a terrible thing to do. It's a correctable offense, or partially correctable, sufficiently correctable that you don't get malchus. No one's going to say that you didn't do a vice avera because you did the ancient six, well, it's your cousin. But if you're talking about the Shiloh HaKam, right? One of Avigdor's famous themes, or favorite themes, which has its roots, I must say, it's very synagogue, but not this very room. So, Shiloh HaKam, one might say that it's the totality of doing the action and not doing its correction, which is the Avera, right? You know, if you do the assay, then you didn't do anything. It's a famous line in the Balamor in Elam Tzios. I'm going to read the difficult Gemara there about a certain case of Yush, Aveda, and Zela. The details on that for now. That's our Yoruba people down here. People in Yoruba? You read from Yoruba? Yes, we did it. Everybody can ask J.O. He'll tell you. Right, the Sigurd Bambitsi. So the Balamar has such a line where he says, well, if it's something is Nita Klase, So then, like, it's like, maybe you should say this, you know, like, Igloi Milson Lamafre, there was no Avera. The point is that there are probably two types of Lavanita Klaseis. Either way, in Lavanita Klase, the point is, the ones that are correctable, or the ones where the assay or the ignoring of the assay is part of the Hagdara of even the basic Avera, clearly one might say what I'm suggesting. Even if you think that the assay is the correctability of the Avera, but again, Averas that are correctable are different Madrega than Averas that are not correctable. So what I'm suggesting is that Mavanitical assay is not just a situation for the Maisa, you don't have Malkus, it's a situation where the Maisa Avera alone is not the Mechayim. Or this kind of Maisa Avera is a different kind of Maisa Avera. For example, Lav Shein B'Maisa. Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokan. Hey Lokan. So you might say that that's a special din. It's not Dumya de Lav de Chasama. Or you might say, Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokan Ola, because when you get Malkus for the kind of Avera, where the Maisa is the Mechayim. And if there is no Maisa, then it's not Mechayim. It's a different kind of thing. Pai is still Shuvah to be done. The Gavra, you're in a Varya. But the Maisa Vera isn't of sufficient quality that it triggers a Chatz. So the question is, how far do you go? What would we say about a Lav Sheva Klolos? There are different types of, like, two types, at least, of Lav Sheva Klolos. I don't want to get into that either right now. But, you know, there's a Lav where just the Torah itself, under one single rubric, one heading, you know, incorporated many averos. And then there's what the Rav used to call more like a lava klali than it is a lava shabaklalos, like, neighbor lasite mixture. You know, where there is no mitz avera, the specific action you do, when you give bad advice, a lot of things could come to the rubric of the neighbor lasite mixture. There's a sokal al adam, and then there's a lasite mixture, according to some Rishonim, Glos Avdein, not the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos. Tosin Sanhedrin asked a question about, Malacha B'Shat, Malacha B'Yom Tov. I thought maybe it could be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos also asked that question. Is that a Lav Sheva Klolos or not? You know, the Sasa Kolos. So the Lav Kolos, the Lav Kolos, Varim Harbi. You might be Mechalik between them, and in some things, probably you should. In both cases, you could raise the question. So again, this is a technicality. It doesn't have its own pasuk, or it's not more specific, and therefore it's not doing the, chasama, and therefore there's no malchus, or maybe the Torah is signaling it's not chamor enough, or the real point is, there's no real ma'isa avera. There are applications of, a concept, right? But that concept is the avera, not the specific physical action that you do. That's an implementation. Sometimes you have the opposite. Sometimes I just... The ways of implementing each one is as much a Maisa Avera as the other. You know, the Maisa Avera is just defined by implementing a certain strategy or a certain Avera. It's complicated, in a word. What does all this have to do with anything? Getting back to the point, what I'm suggesting in this approach is that Ola is connected to Kapara. The Sifra is correct, the Gemara Numa is correct, our Gemara Mizvachim, Zayin Amin Aleph is correct, Zayin Amin Beis, Vav Amin Aleph is correct. And none of that is a steer necessarily to certain other things. But it seems to be loggerheads with all the Gemaras that Mechalik and Chatas and Asham, and that speak of it as a Daron, and speak about Hiru Rabeira, and don't see it as being Balachaber, etc. And all the Yukim and the Psukim and other things to speak about in just a minute. The answer is, because qualitatively it's a totally different perspective on Kapar. But Ase, Lav, Shanita Klase, and maybe Ruhurim, and maybe the concept of their own as well, all suggest that the kapara here isn't for the Maisa Avera, the kapara here is the gabra, to remove the status of being a gabra avari. That might have very many implications about the character of this karban, and about the nature of this type of kapara being different than the nature of kapara in other contexts, in Al Yedei, other Kabbalists. The idea of Doron, for example, works very nicely according to this perspective. Right? The Gemara says that when you do an Avera, so first you have to neutralize the Avera, and then you can send the Doron. If you send a gift to the emperor, when he's enraged, so it's going to make him more angry. It's not going to appease him. Once you square with him, square your record with him, then you want to send him a nice gift. You know, it's a different perspective. So one could have said, and some Rishonim will say, that idea of Doron has nothing to do with Kapara. Right? Chatas is Kapara. And all is Doron. Chatas comes first, and Doron comes second. Or you might say, this is all part of a different level of Kapara. First Kapara is to neutralize the Maisa Aveira. The second Kapara is about Rishi Sagabra becoming a tzaddik, removing the shame of Aryan. Right? You can't remove your shame of Aryan, you know, when the blatant Maisa Aveira is still on your record. But once you've expunged the Aveira from your record, so now if you want to establish that you're not just outstanding in terms of a particular infraction, but that you're really not an Avaryan, or that you're a good and kosher Jew, so that's where the Daron comes in. That's also part of Kapala. So then, Daron would not be inconsistent with this notion. Of course, this notion would explain not only Essen and Lavanita, and we just had the discussion, what responds to Tosus, right? What about other cases where there's no Malkus? Right? On the one hand, if you take a Sifra, Havamina approach, and this is a regular Kapara, so then, you know, just looking for cases which don't have anything else, maybe that'd be good. Or no. On the other hand, what I'm suggesting is you have to figure out now, are the cases where there's no other cases with Hamalkas, are they consistent with this idea of not being triggered by a Maisabe? By the same token, do we see Doron as being consistent or inconsistent with this approach? Basically, the Tosis of Al-Basra and Chesam and Aleph was saying, you know, if you say Doron, then you can't talk about Kapara. So not Kapara Mikiva, maybe Kapara Mikuki. And it's not so consistent with the Mar Yuma and so on, etc. And that certainly is the view of others. Again, we'll read inside in just a minute some of the Rishonim that we're talking about. Oshin's Kanan, the Rash, who were saying, how can it be Daron, and you're still going to live with the Sifra? On the other hand, I say, our Tosas, Zvachim on Zion. And Zion, other ways. But the CSP between Doron and Kapara. And what I think it's consistent of, it's worth explaining this another time, not now, I haven't finished this now, but with this little post, I'll try to say, no, culture came. The high Kalvachomer, how long the name of the people we speak of the Kapra, or the name of the Kapra hold the Ishkar of the Milsachri. And what I really mean mostly is the little coats on top of Zion with this. Ula Daroni. Apa pi da se mechaperes, yose mechatas, from the Kapra mikiva. This little process is, right, exactly against Tosis of Al-Basra, not Memchess. Tosir says, Daron is not a stira, to Kapara Mikiva. The Ramban, actually, in his Perash Al HaTorah, also quotes Daron, right, in the context of his analysis. Ramban does not think that Daron is a stira to Kapara. Rashi, on Vav Amud Aleph, doesn't think that Daron is a stira to Kapara. Rashi here in Bava Menalev. So again, let's now go back to Bava Menalev. What did Bava Menalev ask? Yiboy lo atse de lacha prasha mechapra o lo mechapra. Right? It's interesting, by the way, that the Gemara doesn't say Ola. Yeah. All the Rishonim say, oh, we have to be talking about Ola. And we do. That in itself is just an interesting thing, though. It means, when the Gemara speaks about a Stam Korban, often we find that it's Ola. That comes already from Pesukim, which I'll go back to in a minute. Right, just said, out of the blue. Say the Lachar HaPrasha, Mechapra, Lo Mechapra. Mi Amrina, Nidin, Hava, Chatas, Machatas, Kodim HaPrasha, King, Lachar HaPrasha, Lo, Apochanami kodem aprosha hin achar aprosha. So of course this means, let's pattern it after katas. If it's really kapara, you can never have kapara la'achar aprosha sakorban. Meaning, it's a real mechaper, like any other mitzvah avera. Odil malodami lechatas. Lechatas al kol chet lechet. Boi la'suye, chad lechatas. La'achar kibadika kama asegadei. Lechapra. So therefore, say the la'achar aprosha, nami lechapra. So my inyan echad etzel hasheni. The fact that many esin can be bundled on an ola, even though only a single avera is neutralized by a chata, somehow that also influences the second issue. Namely, can you be lechaper on averos la'achar hafrasha? Clearly, you can be mechalek, and the Gemara itself considers that maybe you can be mechalek. On the other hand, the Gemara goes even further with it, it's a possibility, that maybe you can even be mechaper on esin la'achar shechita. Wow. So again, if the point is, the Havamina is, that we talk about Kapar Nola, we talk about Kapar and Katas, we're talking about the same idea with some small variations and adjustments. Or no. Even though we're talking about Kapara, we're talking about a whole different idea. In Katas, it's Maisadera, therefore it's one to a customer, therefore of course it's Kodem Afrasha. In Ola, it's about the Gavra. So of course you can have many F's, because it isn't about any specific asay. Even the ones that you have outstanding. Not really about that. Right? It's about Essen. Obviously, it's going to be approached to some of the discrepancies on Zion as well, but again, we'll sum that up later. By the same token, really, does it matter? As long as you get it in, as long as the Hakrava takes place, you know, after the violation, it's all about clearing your Gavra record. Right, making you to a Gabra, you know, Sheino Avaryan, so maybe even Lachar Afrasha. It relates to specific Averos at all, only relates to specific Averos like Chatas, but you can do multiple of them, because if it's more Kalin, or, that's one extreme, or it doesn't relate to any specific Avera. It relates to you as a Gabra. And then it's even Lachar Afrasha, or in between. It relates to your specific Averos, but not only Inyan, them, maybe there aren't the Maisa Avera to begin with, or its method of Kapara isn't that way. And then maybe only Kodem Afrasha, not Lachar Afrasha, maybe only Kodem Afrasha, but not, maybe only after Afrasha, but not Kodem Shechita, etc. So it's interesting that Rashi, when he has this analysis, says as follows. Kivdi ikakama ase gabe mechapra shari lo chayichi vakasuv lahavio shetchayim al kol ase v'ase fascinating Rashi hila doron bialma uksiv v'nirtzalo v'lamid shenisratza l'akadosh baruch hu alma kula niskapra. So Rashi speaks a lot here. It's a very verbose Rashi. And the things that he says are not exactly, you know, a direct translation or interpretation of the Gemara. Right, what does he add here? He's trying to explain what does harbe esin gabe, what does the bundling of multiple esin have to do with the qualitative question, you know, whether or not the korban can be mechaper, even lachar hafrashasa. So he basically emphasizes that the Torah was not mechayev you an ola on an asay, al kol asay, the asay. Now, what does he mean here? There's no chiyuv at all? We never look at it as a chiyuv? Or it's not a chiyuv al kol asay, the asay? It's not like every time you do a mitzvah asay, you know, we look at this as a separate chiyuv ola. Right? Hello, daron bi'alma. Now, the Gemara hasn't even mentioned daron yet. That's on the next page. Not the next page. That's on a page and a half. Right, Daron Mandakar Shemay hasn't come up yet. And when it comes up, right, certainly Tosin Bavadasar will tell you, and it comes up, not in the context of being Mechaper, but the opposite. Right, I'm trying to show you that Tshuva, is necessary and adequate for Essen, and the whole reason that you have an Ola is merely as a Daron. Rashi is taking that and using it in this Gemara, which speaks about the Koach Kapara of the Ola. So he's emphasizing if there's no Chiyu, or if there's no Chiyu of Kol Aseh V'Aseh, not sure which or both, then it's Daron B'Yama, Uksib and Yirtzala Malamid Shinis Ratzala Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't have to do with anything. Alma, Kula Niskapru, and somehow, not only the bundling, but that should help you for Afrasha L'Achar as well. I think it could be two explanations, the one that I'm on right now as well. Namely, if what Rashi's trying to say is that unlike Chatas, where the Maisa Avera is the Mechayiv, and the Chatas is Mechaper on that Maisa Avera, when it comes to Ola or Metasase or Lav Shanita Klase, right, it's a whole different perspective on Kapara. It's about the Gabra. It's not like when you do a Maisa Avera, you have a Chiyuv to bring an Ola. And that in two senses, not three senses. Right, number one, the assay itself, or the ignoring of the assay, isn't an avera. You might do it tomorrow. So it's a delayed opportunity. Right, that's not even a little avera in a real sense. Right, or if it is, it's just dependent, it's contingent upon the conditions and how easy it was to do it. Number two, as a specific action, it's not mechayev. You don't need kapara for it. But maybe you need to square your relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, right, as a gabra. Number three, that isn't the reason for the chiyuv karban. Right, when you have a karban, so it's an opportunity to address all of that. So the fact that there's multiple essen is because no single essay is the chiyuv in that sense, right? And if it's multiple essen, and if it's multiple essen, then why can't it be after Afrasha too? It's not. There's no correspondence. Maybe that's what Rashi has in mind. That works well with this being a Daron. I think there's a fourth general approach as well. And again, there are different ways to say it. And that's not so far, not so different from the third, but I think it has a different perspective. That is, the Gemara often emphasizes in its chiluk between Ola and Chatas and Asham, often, not always, in a Chatas ba Ela, in a Asham ba Ela l'chata, referring, in other words, to the Mechata. A Chatas and an Asham, the Mechaya of the Karban and the Hagdara of the Karban, is a shame kapah. It could be that an Ola is Mechaper, but it's not Ba Mechaper. That's not what the Mechayim is. It could be that, in the context of bringing an Ola, it's also a Kiyum of Kapara. Again, this is not inconsistent with what I just said, but I think it's a different emphasis. It works well with it, and you can also see them as being totally independent of each other. The point is that it isn't the... I would just say two things. The Mechayev of the Korban is not Mishem Kapara. It's the same, Leos Kalil Ala Ishim, Kul Ala. But again, the opportunity is one in which there can be a Kapara. Right? And maybe even, you could say what I'm saying before, you could say Kapara Aseis or Los Aseis Shinita Kla Aseis in the same way that a Chatas is Mechaper. Except for the Kiyama Kapara, right, on a lot. But because it's a Kiyum Kapara, it isn't the Mechayev of the Karban, that has many Nafkamina. Especially if you're talking about the nature of the Karban. That also may affect a little bit the nature of the Kapara. Because, and this is either a separate point or not, I tend to think that it's a connected point, and that is that when it comes to the other Karbanos, the emphasis in Sukkot is always on the Zerika. The Zerika Lechaper, the Kohen Lechaper, as I said before, Bechiper. Right? When it comes to Ola, the role of the Kohen is to be Makri. You rarely or never find the phrase Kohen being Bechaper when it comes to Ola. I think you never find it, not sure. I have to go through thoroughly again. But
you always find the phrase, the coin is mockery, not machaber. Moreover, there's a downplaying of the zrika when it comes to all of the karbanos. Right, there's an emphasis on the zrika. Even shlamim, which is interesting, but for different reasons. But ola, of course, has zrika. I'm not suggesting that the zrika of an ola, where the zrika is, how much matanos, things like that may be important to all of this. But in terms of the psukim, right, the zrika is part of the Kalil Ala Mizbeach theme of ola. The kaparis, I said the one time the Torah speaks about kapar, the nir tzalala kaper, right, it's not about the zrika. Maybe it's only about the smicha and the vidui, something we said before. Maybe it's about the korban. Again, Rav Sadja goes says, the nir tzalala kaper like other korbanos. Right, the other mefarshim clearly are struggling. So the tzif thinks are too deep. Others clearly think this is all just about smicha. Either way, it's not connected as it is in other kapparas with the zrika. So the kapara of ola, number one, is not the mechayev of ola. And number two, the kapara of ola, I'm not saying it isn't like the zrika. I mean, obviously, the shirim baimlim, the other things, you know, ikar zrika, ikar kapara benam, I'm not saying it doesn't apply to it. If it applies to ola, it applies to ola as a general korban. Right? But as a specific korban ola, in terms of the unique features of ola, the davar ha-mechaper is the total process of the hakrava. Right? If it's isha nereach nechoach l'Hashem, and it's a nirtzav ola chapra olav, even though the mechayiv is not the kapara, right, the total hakrava sakarban is mechaper. It's a holistic, more holistic, let's say, approach to kapara. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying as well. Hard to know. Rashi just said, it's like many of the Gemara speak about lovo mechaper, number one. Rashi says, so with the chiyav akosav la'avio, shetechayiv al kol ha'tzei v'yasei, el daron v'yalva, uksiv v'nirtzalo, v'lamin shenisratza la'kadosh baruch, amakulam niskaper. Right, the mechayiv isn't kapara, and the method of kapara is, if you bring an ola and you bring it properly, it's mechaper, it's a kiyam kapara. But agav, relating to it, in its primary function, which is that of being an ola. That's a different idea. Okay, now let me just go back to some of the psukim just to highlight some of these approaches. Basically, some of what we've said so far is we started off with some conflicting evidence. We moved from there to analyze some conflicting evidence and to suggest basically four approaches. One is to really minimize the role of kapara to see ola, either though that's ein ola halacha because of machlokas, or that it's limited to smicha and vidui as part of tshuva, and basically nothing much else. It's an opportunity and so on. Or to see it as mikufya. One, all part of one perspective. Or that it's a machlokas. The second possibility, you said, is that we should, on the contrary, emphasize the Sifra, the Yuma, these few Gemaras in Tzvachim, the ones that highlight Kapara, and then to really see Kaparas Ola, the Essen, the Velach Shenita Klase, as parallel to Chatas mostly. There might be some differences in terms of Kal and Chomor and some other things. So again, no one's going to deny that many Essen and only Simcha. Maybe Chatas is the exception. Or, you know, you can bundle a bunch of Kal in, you know, what you can't do for, you have to relate separately to every Chomor. That's very different than there being a fundamental qualitative difference. And then the emphasis is going to be on the parallels, you know, as much as possible, or finding outlets for this Kapara and so on. And the third option is what we just discussed, which is it's a qualitatively different notion or a concept of kapara. It's kapara sagabra, shame gabra, and not focus on the maisa avera. The fourth option is that the mechayiv of the korban is not l'shem kapara, but there is a kiyum kapara, and maybe it's also based on Hakramas Ola, rather than, you know, the specific act of Zrika, as we find in other Kabbalos, and that too would explain some of the qualitative differences. All this is going to affect, you know, whether we see Doron as a Stira, whether we see Hurre Aveira. Obviously, Hurre Aveira now, you know, emerge in a different light as well, right? In terms of the Gabra here, Hurre Aveira, very much relevant and so on. Now what I'd like to do, we're going to finish in another, you know, few minutes, because some people have to leave at 5 o'clock, is just begin with some of the specific Makoros, just to see echoes. Where am I getting all this from? I think mostly we know, but where am I getting some of this from? So let me talk about the psukim. I've alluded to them a little bit. Let me talk about some of the psukim very quickly. Okay. So in the Torah Shebitzav, I think some of these, you know, emphases. Well, let me just start with another point. It's just the role of Ola first. Okay. Then we'll get back to these. Again, I already alluded to the fact that Ola has a kind of a dialectical role. And by that I mean that on the one hand, its kapara role is very tenuous. We tend to think of Karbanos in terms of kapara. Maybe we should, but we, I think, instinctively do. We see them as mechanisms of kapara. Therefore, if I tell you that Ola may not be mechaper at all, or that Ola is only mechaper, or in the Losa Seishish, or Janita Klase, or things of that sort, so you'll tell me, you know, or you think in the hierarchy of Karbanos, that Ola is on the lower rung. Right? It's Kapas, Asham, Ola, Shlomim, hard to say. We just get to sing in the Shlomim, right? So, I don't know. But the point is that if Ola's Kapara is more tenuous, so one would think that its status as a korban, you know, is more inferior as well. However, well, that, you know, might be the implication. The reality is that Ola is the most prominent of all the korbanos. And we know this from several sources. Number one, if you look at the psukim in the beginning of Vayikra, mentioned this in the past. So it seems like when it comes to the other korbanos, the Torah spells it out. If it's katas, if it's a shlamim, right, if it's an asham, when it comes to Ola, that seems to be the default korban. We just start off assuming that we're talking about an Ola, and then the only question that's spelled out is, what kind of Ola is it? You can bring an animal Ola, you bring a bird Ola, etc. Right? Other kiyakim mitem korban Hashem, minat behema, minat bakar, minat son, takrigos korban tem. Im Ola korbano, minat bakar, but it doesn't say Im Olahu. That's what it should have said. It's an Ola, so it has the following options in terms of types. Or this assumes that the default korban is, if the Ola is from a bakar, then zakatam yakru ben. Right? In Minatzon, korbano, korbano, stand korbano, is Ola. I mentioned before that the Gemara in Tzvachim, when it talks about asay, lakra, afrasha, doesn't even bother to identify that we're talking about Ola. And in Tzvachim, it's particularly striking because, again, the prominence of korbanos in this parak, not Ola. Right? It's Katos, or Katos and Pesach. So, yet, the Gemara in Tzvachim speaks about a korban, is often speaking about an Ola. The Mizbeach Ola is called, the Mizbeach Ola. Right? Torah speaks about, now again, if it's the first, for whatever reason, that might already explain what's about the Mizbeach, and the Torah says that the Mizbeach that you use for the Ola, that's the Mizbeach for everything else as well. But again, surely, the fact that Torah Shebitzav, you know, it doesn't just say in an overlapping way, let's say, oh, is it Mizbeach? You know, you use it for all the korbanos. So that, you know, that's the Mizbeach you use for the korbanos. Psukim identify the Mizbeach as the Mizbeach HaOla. And we call it the Mizbeach. Either we call it the Mizbeach HaKoshes, or we call it the Mizbeach HaChitzon, or we call it the Mizbeach HaOla, or the Mizbeach HaOla. And, of course, is very significant. historically, this is part of Ramban's discussion too.
Right, there were karbanos all the way back.
This year we spent, some Mondays analyzing all of this. Right from the very beginning, the role of karbanos. But mostly, one or two exceptions maybe, those karbanos were olos, as Ramban points out. Right? Karban of a non-Jew, universal korban, is an olos. The idea behind korbanos, again, the Ramban and Aleph Tess against the Mordechuchim, is the idea of your own self-sacrifice. You should be, right, open to being sacrificed, right? And, you know, with or without the esophagus. And basically, right, basically, that's the idea which is built into Ola, right, a total sacrifice. I'm Scott Scarsi Akeda, reference to that as well. Kolul Amizbeach, Kulul Hashem, is the idea, according to Ramban, the idea of Kabbalah. And the Tzvidim, which of course are Olos, are the parameters, they're the brackets of the Day of the Mikdash. They're Olos. Ramban's comment that I mentioned before, also in Aleph Tess, about them being connected to Chet, is truly significant because of that. And all of this is very reasonable. What could be more ambitious theme than the theme of Kalil Mizbeach, Kulul Hashem? It's just fascinating that we look at the beginning, Kol Tadir, and the Mishnah has this whole discussion, you know, which should be Kodem, the Dam of a Chatas and the Dam of an Ola. Sugyan Pei Tes of an Aleph. Kol ha mekudish mechaveiro kodem es chaveiro. Dama chatas kodem le dama ola. Ibnei shehu meratza. Ivarei ola kodmim le murei chatas mibnei shehu kolil le ishi. Right? I think it's also very fascinating, again, that it's the focus, I mentioned before, we'll see it, is that on shar karbonis it's always on tzrika. I say in ola, at least my reading of Torah Shana Sa'at, the de-emphasis on tzrika in general, Not halacha of you have to do zrika, but the psukim's emphasis much more on haktara semurim than on zrika. There's also a question, of course, in Ola, and that is the zrika and haktara semurim, which apply to other karbanos. How does that integrate with the notion that in Ola everything is kulal Hashem, kulal Mizbeach? Do they still stand out? And that could be a question of generic, you know, within the Ola, or, you know, the heightened, you know, the Kolal Hashem of every Korban, as opposed to the specific Kolal Hashem of the Ola. It could be for that reason that the Haktar Seimurim and so on are emphasized. But it's something which I think in the Psukim, once you're sensitive to it, that you notice. It's even fascinating here. It's a Dam Chat that's called the Dam Ola, Shehu Maratza. Right? And Dam Ola is not Maratza. What happened to this is Hasei Lavin, you know, Shani Hasei, by the way? This is one of the Makoros that we quoted. But Rashi has a very interesting line here. Right? Rashi says, I think Rashi, the Shitaso, who liked the connect, well, not Sunny and Zion and Aleph, but the Rashi of Torah, Rashi says, Shehu Maratza, Mechaper al chayvei krisus hatzorach ritzui gadol. That's the Rashi here on Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Right? What bothered Rashi? Ola is also meratza. Right? The answer, that's meratza on chamuros. This is only meratza on kav. Those mefarshim would think that it's not meratza really at all. Or if you want to say one of my two last suggestions will tell you that the quality of the ritzui or the mechayiv of the korban, even mechayiv of the korban or the method or nature of the ritzui is different. Rashi may agree with that too. But Rashi's at least bothered, Rashi's been tomaring and v'yishlomaring, you know, this problem, whereas the Gemara, the Mishnah, just seems to gloss over it. But the point is, a fascinating thing in the Mishnah is that when it comes to dam, dam chatas kodim dam ola. When it comes to evare ola, Haktara, that's because Leishim, Haktara, taras evari ola kod min memori chakis. And the whole discussion of the Gemara in general means this competition going on, and that's what we have in our Mishnah, in the base on base, Yudalfun base and base on base, that whole discussion. As well, right, the Shema, right, from the Kapara point of view, we understand the prominence of Chatas and maybe Asha, point of Masa. And maybe that's balanced out by Ola, not because of its Kapara function, but because it's Kalul and Mizveach. So this is the question, this is the dialectic. On the one hand, Ola is Kula Lashem, on the other hand, we associate Karbanos with Kapara, so how can it be weakest in that? Maybe that's just what it is. There are two different themes in Karbanos. Ola is the paradigm of one. Chatos, which has even the potential in certain cases to be Nichnas Lefnim, right, and to do amazing acts of Kapara, Sir Mishaleach and other such things, Nas and Lefnim, right? From a Kapara point of view, that's the key. Maybe, but at least these are questions to ask. So if you look at the psukim, and we'll stop one more minute, I think this is very, very much clear. The only time we speak of kapara is in one pasuk, the samach yado al rosh ha'olav v'nirtza al l'chapra olav. As I say, v'nirtza with a mitzvah al l'chapra olav. Maybe you're going back to the smicha, or not, there's different mafarshim. They say the Ibn Ezra, the Rav Sajigon learns it as a regular kapara. The Tzvi says there are two dinim. But Ibn Ezra, for example, really struggles on the chapara olav. That's explained. It's kofar, which he means this generally, but he certainly focuses on it specifically in Ola. He also tries to explain that there's a reference here to the fact that it refers to machshavos and not to maisim. Like the Sfarnu definitely highlights a hierarchy of chatos, hashamos, and olos, even if begrudgingly, you know, he admits that there may be a kind of a kapara here. Again, the Meshech Chachma focuses on smicha. The Mepharshim struggle with this issue. The key, of course, is the Sifra, which we'll pick up with when we finish this off. Sifra, the Rash, through Boshon's Kanim, and Ramban. But, as I say, the difference is, I'll try to document them quickly next time, is not just the Venir Tzalo L'Chapera Lo, it's V'chipar HaKoen, V'nislach Lo, which is ubiquitous in Chatos and Hashamos, and at least the Chiper HaKoen in the context of Zevach Shlomim, even when it comes to the or of the Ola, which is something the Bailin can have, but you could at least have a comparison between or and Ola and Basar in Chatos and Shlomim, even then, if you look at the Psukim, it's just very clear that it's very clear that we differentiate. Let's give you one example and we'll stop. Take for example okay, I mentioned Zbech, although that's Bob Yitzchatz, by the way. Take for example Psukim about Chatas and Asham, Bob Yitzchatz, second. A coin hamachate also yochleno, the makom kadosh teachel b'chatzar ol more. And a coin hamachate also yochleno. Pasuk after pasuk, we have these kind of formulations. That's Bav Yutes. Take Zion, Zion, and Ches. Just go to the Psukim in the beginning by Kachataska, Shom Tarachas, Lahem, a coin, a shay, a chaperbo, lo yeah. But coin a makri, this olas, ish, not mechaper. Or ha ola, shay, he crib, la coin, lo yeah. When it comes to Chatas and Asham, the coin is Zocha because he was mechaper. When it comes to the Or HaVehema, he's Zocha because he was makri. Even in Shlomim, I say, Zayin Yudalid, the hikr mimenu echad mikol karban chumel Hashem la kohen hazorek es adam hashlamim lo yiyeh. Even shlamim, it's not because he's mechaper, but because he's zorek es adam. Right? In the case of Ola, it's because he's makri, not because he's zorek, not because he is mechaper. The only time that we find the formulation of lechaper olav, I think with the connection to olav and the kohen, is in the context of the miluim. And that's a pasuk which relates to both chatas and ola together. Again, if you look at the just the chatas in the miluim, that's ches tazvah, but this will stop. Vayishchat vayikach Moshe es adam, vayitein al karno samizbech saviv ve'etzva'o, vayichatei samizbech, ves adam yatzach ve'yisod amizbech, vayikadsheyu lechaper olav. Right, that's with regard to the chatas of the miluim. Vayikadsheyu lechaper olav. The ola is yud ches yuchavalef, vayakrevis el ha'olav, vayismecho aronu banav etzideyem, al rosh ha'ayu, vayishchat vayizrok, Moshe es Adam al Mizbeach Saviv, es Ayl Nitach Ben Sacha, vayakter Moshe es Arosh, es Tzach Ben Sapader, es Akerv es Akraim, Rachot Svamayim, vayakter Moshe es Pelo Ayl al Mizbecha, Ola hu lerech nikach ishan Hashem, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Shmini Lemiluim, that's Tess. Zion, that's the only time that you have the formulation, that's in Parsha Shmini, of course, where you have Hayomer Moshe Aharon Krav Al Mizbeach Vaaseh Chatas Kav Yetzal Vaasekav V'Chaper Baadcha Va'Ada Av Vaaseh Sakar V'Nam V'Chaper Baadam Kasher Tziva Hashem. Only when it's together with the Chatas do you have that formulation. When it comes to Asham and Chatas, routinely either you have the background of Chet or the emphasis of the Kohen who is Mechaper or the Zrika. And in Ola you always have the Akhtara, a downplaying of the Zrika, and never a formulation of the and that either proves that there's no din of kapara at all, or as I said before, the role of kapara is either as a kiyum or as a din in the kapara. Okay, we'll finish up with the Sifrat Ramban, the specific shitas. I'll try to go through quickly now that we have the basic outline of what we want to say, and go through the rest of the Mamakomas. So we sang like around 10 o'clock on Monday morning? Okay. And then I'll have a few more moments, maybe before I let him, I'll try to get more promos on Sunday. A little bit more in Ola, and then the beginnings of Hashem.